Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS. Spend $999 or more at Helzberg Diamonds and get an Xbox One S with 3 months of both Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Live Gold. Leave it to Helzberg Diamonds to think outside the box. Hurry in while supplies last. Helzberg Diamonds rules. I need to go get some diamonds there, Carver. Speaking of cut diamonds, like ice. They're like ice. And Carver High is going to be like ice in the morning. Now, tell me what happens when you go to the garage and it's 20 degrees.
You're doing work out in 20-degree weather.
So it's all, you're like, you're not in the garage doing it, you're outside?
For the most part.
Is it cold inside the garage too, freezing?
If it gets under 20, he'll shut the doors sometimes.
And like put the heat on? Probably not, because then the bill skyrockets.
Well, you know, he's gotten better with it. 10 or 15 years ago, there's no chance the heat would get turned on. Nowadays you do get the heat once in a while when he shuts the door. So
so I
went by there today.
He runs the roost.
I drove by there today with little Olivia just to say hi to Grandpa.
With the princess.
And he had the doors closed today.
Ooh.
So that could be a sign of things for tomorrow.
Does he stop everything to see the princess?
He comes, yeah, absolutely.
And she knows who he is.
Oh yeah, of course.
So, does she light up when she sees him?
Yeah, she likes seeing Grandpa.
All right.
But tomorrow's going to be a cold morning.
So, you'll be there, and you'll be freezing ass.
Yes.
Now, tell people around North America what the conditions are tonight here in New York City.
With the wind, I'd say it's probably about 10 degrees Fahrenheit, right around there.
And then what's going to happen at around,
within
the hour?
We're going to walk out of here tonight, and there's going to be snow outside. So.
Lots of snow.
Which is going to make our drives home. Me and you each take like about 45 minutes to get home. We're both going to probably take us over an hour to get home tonight.
Yeah, it's going
to
be an hour.
Which is just great when I got to then get up and go to the garage. I love when that extra time.
When you get no sleep. Yeah. So what's the deal? Coach Zim is here tonight again.
Yes, Coach is the last. This is the final night. Sans Mafia. Be back tomorrow night.
So where do you have to go?
Monmouth County, New Jersey. About an hour drive.
Hour drive, that'll be an hour and a half now.
South, we're all going in different directions.
And so you drive in here too?
Yes, sir.
Right. And then how do you go home?
Turnpike to the parkway.
Turnpike to the parkway and then south.
Yeah, exit 105.
105, my God. That's pretty far. So you're down by Monmouth, like by the racetrack?
I live right down the street, yeah.
Right. Do you know that when they pass the gambling law, they'll have a William Hill Sportsbook in the Monmouth Park? You'll be able to go right down the street and place bets for all of us.
So convenient.
You'll be a runner for us, Coach Zimmer.
They might actually set up the app, right? Can we get the app working here New Jersey?
I mean, can you imagine if we got the app working, how dangerous we'll be as a, you know, civilization? If we could bet on our phone... In-game betting, and, like, can you imagine being here at the studio at night, in-game betting?
Yeah, but here's the thing, and who knows what will happen with New York, but we know with Jersey, if that happens,
we couldn't do it here in New York.
Yeah, but there's a couple areas on this floor where, like, if you put your map on, it thinks you're on the other side of the Holland Tunnel. Like, well, I guess it's because of the satellite, whatever it is up here. So we just got to find the spot. I think it's in the kitchen. And you stand there, and they'll think you're in Jersey, and you turn the app on, and you'll be able to do it.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. Like, there's times I went to check, like, the traffic before I left, and it would say that I was on the other side of the Holland Tunnel. So there you go.
Really?
Yeah. That'll be an advantage if and when.
This is like a huge development. This is an enormous breaking story right here. Carver High coming up with tonight. So your boy, Carver High Mafia, is coming back tomorrow, right? So how about this guy? He doesn't, he's not around, obviously, for two games. The game we won in overtime, and then tonight's playoff game, right? So the guy that fills in, that or that plays on our team, the really good player, Reed, last week he had, what did he have? I think he had 25 last week, and then he had 26 tonight. Mafia got all of those points on his stats. So Mafia shot up to top 10 in the league in scoring. Of course, I was fifth in the league in scoring, but third in points, rebounds, and assists. And then I think I was, let's see what I was in a player performance. I was fourth. So I'm top five in just about everything. But Mafia shot up the list. He went to eighth in player performance rating. His points per game shot up from like 8 to 13 a game because of the guy. So when the guy filled in for him, he scored all the points, and then Mafia got all the credit. So that every time he played, they just put the points toward Mafia's stats. And meanwhile, he's laying on a beach in Mexico drinking tequila, sitting on his fat ass doing nothing, getting all that credit.
You guys got to do something about who takes care of the scoring over at that place. I mean, every week it's something else.
It's just a disaster.
It really is.
What did you think when you saw the kid out here in the lobby that works on the...
Say you better get him to do the stats over there in Jersey. At least he probably runs a better ship over there.
The Syosset kid, yeah. Jake.
Yeah.
He's doing the same thing I'm doing over there in Jersey. He's got the same gig.
Interviewing the players, doing all that. What'd you have to eat before the game?
He doesn't play, though.
No.
So, that's one of the... There's a little bit of a difference. I'm in there in the battles, in the wars, in the paint, banging, finishing. And then he's just, you know, going in with his sweater on and a microphone, looking good, coming out looking like Jim Nance. And I'm in there soaking wet with broken feet, sitting here right now with bags of ice on the floor. He's out there combing his hair.
He has a lot of connections here to the Pharrell on the Bench show because obviously he does the same thing that you do with the basketball league on Long Island. And he also, he told me, does shows on a small station I used to do shows on way back in the day, 7 or 8 years ago.
So he's got all the connections.
So, yeah, he's linked up several ways with the Pharrell on the Bench show.
He just started working here, this guy.
Yeah.
There you go. So it was good to meet him tonight as well. Anyway, coming up on the show, Bill Huber, one of our favorite people, will talk about Aaron Rodgers for an extended period of time because he is basically God. We have, who do you think is more important in the world? Obviously, Carver High, you're going to say Tom Brady, right? The greatest ever?
Yes.
Way more
doesn't
important.
Doesn't even have to say. You don't have to give me another option.
So there's no other option.
No.
So Aaron Rodgers isn't even in the same league.
Well, he's not
the end all
humanitarian, the person,
the philanthropist,
everything that Brady is. Aaron Rodgers,
the lover,
doesn't compare to that.
So Brady is still with Smoke Show Giselle, and then your boy Rodgers has mowed through supermodels, right? Isn't he?
I don't really follow his off the field,
his love life.
I don't like get too involved in that stuff.
Why not?
I don't know, because they all got gorgeous women. It is what it is.
Do you believe, can we go back to this, seriously, to this Floyd Mayweather thing? Like, I was actually watching this show tonight that's been on, whatever, Fox, and they were saying that, you know, I think they were joking, but, you know, there is a story, I could make $1 billion in a UFC fight deal. He said, they just called me not too long ago and asked me to come back. I can come back right now. If I wanted to, I could come right back to the UFC. I can go fight in the Octagon. I can go do a 3 or 4 fight deal in the Octagon and make $1 billion. Remember, I'm Floyd Money Mayweather. And then last week he stated he carried McGregor in their bout and made it look good, added that he is the greatest athlete of all time. There is only one greatest of all time, and it's me. I better not hear nobody talk about this guy, the GOAT over here, this guy, the GOAT over there. At the end of the day, I'm the best athlete ever. You heard me. Ain't nobody do it better than me. I done it in the best style. I done it flashy. I done it flamboyant. I done it my way. I kept 100% of the money, and I'm my own boss.
I'll tell you right now, this guy is not done. He's fighting something. I don't know what it's going to be, whether it's boxing, whether it's... I don't think he's going to go in the MMA. I think he knows he'll get embarrassed if he did that. But the fact that all of a sudden, after not hearing from this guy for months, after he said he was going away... Going away after the McGregor fight, 50, you know, got it all, undefeated, blah, 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 got all the money, and now all of a sudden in the last couple of weeks, all these stories start popping up. I carried Conor in the fight. Now tonight with the MMA, the $1 billion, I could do 4 or 5 fights and I'd go in the octagon. Why is all this stuff starting to happen in a row? Because this guy, he's looking for more. He's not done. He is not done. I don't know what it's going to be, but he's going to find a way to scam everybody out of another $100 and fight McGregor or something like that again. It's going to happen.
So you think he's going to fight another fight for somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 to $400 million?
No question. With all this, he keeps popping up now the last couple weeks. He didn't go away.
Who would he fight?
He's going to fight McGregor again.
He's going to fight him again.
I bet you he will.
But not in the octagon.
I didn't think it until the last couple weeks when all of a sudden he started showing up out of nowhere again.
Do you think that Conor McGregor is laying low and BSing everyone and playing a game because that's all he wants is a fight with him again? No one else.
I think that he wants...
Because he fights Diaz twice. He'd want to fight McGregor again, would want to fight Mayweather and beat him.
I said this in August. He got a taste for how much money he can make boxing for 36 minutes or whatever it is in a fight. He got a taste of that. Why am I going to go and keep doing all these UFC fights and doing? He wants to box again and get another huge payday. He's gonna.
He realizes that the money's in boxing.
Exactly.
It's not in the UFC.
He will
and
have
the UFC,
another boxing match.
Listen, he made good money in the UFC. There's no denying it. But there's
$100 million.
Yeah, there's no money like that in the UFC. The UFC and Dana White can brag all they want.
For one night, $100 million.
Yeah. One night. How about 36 minutes?
That's it.
36
minutes.
He didn't
go that long.
About
30.
He had to do 4 press conferences, which was hilarious. That was what a joke that was. And then he had to show up fight week and put on an act and then go in the ring and then throw a few rounds of punches and then get his ass beat. And then he got the money.
And what's he had to do for the
last... Now he's rich as Pharrell.
What's he had to do for the last 4 months since? Nothing.
Nothing, just party.
He's caught on to the game. He knows what the deal is, and he's gonna box again.
Do you think he's gonna get the Tony Ferguson talk in the UFC is not a turn on to him? He's not gonna do it.
I don't think it is. I mean, I don't know what
you don't think he wants to fight in the UFC again. It's just not enough money.
Right. I think he got the taste of the big money. Now I don't know what his deal is with the UFC and Dana White. Is he contractually obligated?
No.
He's got to get back in the ring
allegedly,
defend this title?
Allegedly, but he's already gone over the terms of the contract. In other words, he was already supposed to fight within a certain time frame, but they blew it off because of the Mayweather fight. They let it slide.
Then early in 2018, go beat this guy's ass and then set up another August-September fight with Mayweather.
Right.
That's what he'll do.
So go beat Ferguson.
Right,
and then
shut him up. You know, stop talking to me.
Get
I'll
that
beat
belt.
Your ass. And then he'll set up another fight with Floyd in August or September.
And then we'll go to that.
Well, another add-on? We'll do another add-on
We're
going
to do, upwards of 5 or 6, 7 trips to Vegas a year. Don't forget, we'll be at the D Casino on Fremont Street with 1140, our great affiliate in Vegas. The week of January 29th, the Super Bowl is February 4th. We're hosting a huge bash at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center on Super Bowl Sunday. So we're live every night the week of January 24th at the View Bar, second floor at the D Casino, 7 Vegas time, 10 East on CBS Sports Radio. So there you go. We got a lot going on. Coming up, Bill Huber, Packer Report on the Bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
855-212-4227. Don't forget, we put a podcast out after every show and the next day. At Twitter, at OnTheBenchCBS, and at Scott Pharrell. So we put it out after the show tonight and then tomorrow as well. Also, I told you about Vegas. We'll be there the week of January 29th and for the Super Bowl bash on February 4th at the D Casino on Fremont Street with our friends at 11:40 a.m. in Vegas, great affiliate in Sin City. What else? Did we get a good response last night, Snapchat, with the Sambora Heather Locklear? No?
For the most part.
That's a negative. Very average response there from Carver High. Carver High is very upset tonight based on the weather. Let's just leave it at that. Bill Huber is with Packer Report, one of our good friends up in Packerland, and they're getting ready for a huge game in Charlotte against the Panthers, and more importantly, the return of God to the football field, Aaron Rodgers. Now, they're trying to sell this story that he's not a, you know, they're going down there with the false confidence and everything else. But the bottom line is, Bill, the last, it's the third time this season they came back from 14 or more to win a game, the Cleveland game, and they did it with Hundley. I couldn't believe how that game ended on that Adams play in overtime. I thought for sure it was going to end with a field goal. I couldn't believe he scored on that slot pass, and then he spun his way out of there and scored. They've done it all with Hundley, and I don't know what the hell else, but I don't see why they don't want the Packer fans to be excited. I mean, this guy's coming back. They got three games left, and he's Aaron Rodgers. What is all this stuff about he's not going to, like, do anything? Like, he's not going to be their savior or anything else? What is all that nonsense?
Well, I think that's McCarthy and Rodgers sending the message that you guys got to play better. Look, the Browns stink. They're 1-30 in their last 31, 1-31, 1-1,001. I mean, whatever they are. I mean, they're horrible. They have to go to overtime against those guys. That's not good enough. And they, you know, here in Green Bay a couple weeks before that, they beat Tampa Bay in overtime. The Buccaneers stink. They got to play better. Their defense is horrible. Their pass defense is horrible. Their secondary is injured. They got a lot of issues. And they can't expect Aaron Rodgers to carry the load. They just can't.
Why not?
Well, he can't play defense, for one. No, I mean, they just got to get better. I wrote this here a couple days ago where they played six games since their bye week. If you take the quarterbacks that they played in their season-long pass rating, all six of those quarterbacks beat their rating against Green Bay. And that's how bad they are. I mean, Kaiser's rating was like 58 heading into last week. He put up a rating of 90-something. I mean, what the hell is Cam Newton going to do? And, you know, and if they're what's Matthew Stafford going to do in week 17? They've got to get all this stuff fixed in a hurry, and they're running out of time.
Bill Huber with his Packer Report. I got to ask you, what is it like there? It's one of our great markets with the Packer fans. We love hearing from them, but what is it like there when, you know, he's not playing? Is everybody, like, walking on eggshells? Are people depressed? Is productivity slipping? Children aren't born? Things of this nature?
That's a good one. They're mad. These people here are, you know, maybe, you know, I get the people on Twitter and in my forums over at Pack Report, and maybe they're just a vocal minority, but they are just mad. I mean, during the Tampa Bay game, the Packers are winning the game at this point, and they're still booing. They rallied to go to overtime. They're booing. The people here are mad. They're mad at, they think they should have won more Super Bowls, which, you know, maybe they should have. They're mad at Mike McCarthy, because they haven't won 50 games in a row. They're mad at Brett Hundley because he's not Aaron Rodgers. They're mad at the defensive coordinator because, you know, they're giving up points. This is a very upset bunch.
Wow, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. And there are people here, I mean, they just want heads to roll. And I swear people are almost disappointed that they're sort of in contention here. And, you know, maybe at the end of the day, there's probably not going to be any wholesale. People are just mad. They're mad at Ted Thompson for, A, he doesn't sign free agents, and this year he signed free agents, well, now they're the wrong free agents. They're mad. I mean, you should just read my Twitter after the games. You know, whatever Mike McCarthy says, the people spin it into something ugly. You know, it's the McCarthy day with this, we can't have false confidence. You know, and I get 20 people on Twitter saying, is he talking about himself? No, of course he. Are you dumb? Of course he's not. But this is how people are thinking.
Do you think?
Very ticked off fan base.
Okay, so do you think, Bill Huber with us, PackerReport.com, do you think that they really want Thompson and McCarthy to go?
Yes.
Wow.
It's odd. The grass is always greener on the other side, I suppose. And, you know, would they have won two or three Super Bowls with somebody else's coach? I suppose. Then again, maybe Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be Aaron Rodgers without Mike McCarthy. I don't know. I mean, shoot, you know, I'm not a fortune teller. But the fans are convinced that McCarthy's the problem and Thompson's the problem, and the only thing this team has going for it is the guy wearing number 12.
Wow. So they've won. They're 7-6. They have a shot. They got these three games left, and they need help. It sounds like, from what Carver High's telling me, they need a lot of help. Do you know what the scenario is for their chances, actually, Bill, of making the playoffs? Obviously, I guess they have to win out.
Yeah, that's the hard part. Winning out's going to be the hard part. The help, I think, is semi-easy because all these teams play each other. Look, right now they're two games behind Carolina. Well, they beat Carolina, they're within one, and then week 17, I think it's either Carolina at Atlanta or the other way around. Well, they're also a game behind Atlanta, too, so if Atlanta stubs their toes, I mean, they're all going to play each other. Seattle plays Dallas and the Rams, so I mean, you can see easily Seattle losing a game, and Green Bay already has a tiebreaker there. So the help part, I think, is the easy part, but Green Bay at Carolina, Carolina is 9-4. Minnesota comes here, they're 10-3 and playing for home field, and home field for them is a ticket to the Super Bowl, which is a home game. And then it's week 17 at Detroit, which is in the same board as Green Bay. They're 7-6 and fighting for the playoffs. You know, it's, what is it? I did them at 26-13, I think, are their combined records. That's a tough schedule. I don't care who's quarterback, and that's an uphill battle.
Are there people that is there a voice of reason that says that they just shouldn't bring him back at all? Is there a chance they won't play him?
No, there's a 0% chance. I mean, they decided that, but clearly that was the discussion. They scanned Rodgers on Monday morning, and Rodgers put it on Instagram at 9:16 on Tuesday night that he cleared. He wasn't sitting on it all day. He got cleared and then posted it not long thereafter. So there was a big internal debate. Clearly, he's not healed all the way. Because if he was healed all the way, this would be a non – they'd have figured this out on Monday afternoon and all would have been fine. He's not healed all the way. So that was the great debate is what is the risk and what is the reward? And, you know, is it worth it?
So they
think it's worth it because that's why he's playing.
So they think Bill Huber with us, PackerReport.com, they think Hundley sucks?
Well, I mean, they'd have gotten killed with him. Carolina's really good, and Hundley barely beat Cleveland. So I think Hundley's a decent player. He's made some clutch plays, but you need all hands on deck, and the only way you got a chance in this game is if Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not talking rusty Aaron Rodgers from not playing for 2 months. He's going to have to come out and play a hell of a game.
Wow, Bill, great stuff, man. I can't wait to see what he looks like. Do you think he'll put up a big game against them or not?
Yeah, their secondary is not very good, but I think Cam Newton's going to have a huge game, and Carolina wins, and all this happy-go-lucky stuff's over.
Wow, and then we'll have Christmas. So, Bill, great stuff. Always love having you on the bench. I'm done Friday for the year. Always love having you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll talk to you again. Hopefully, maybe they'll get lucky and get in the playoffs. Either way, I'll talk to you down the road. Have a great Christmas and Happy New Year, brother.
Yeah, to you as well. Always enjoy being on the show. Thanks a lot.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So tomorrow night, Denver and Indy in Indianapolis, the Thursday night NFL game. I wish it was actually the Nuggets and Pacers playing. I mean, I just don't want to watch the Broncos and Colts.
Not excited?
Not really. I got to be honest with you. They butchered that one.
And now you wonder why they invented gambling.
Yeah. Saturday, though, there's good games. You want to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com, Chicago and Detroit at Ford Field. The Bolts are at Arrowhead against Kansas City. Sunday, Miami, Buffalo, Green Bay, Carolina, Rodgers return. Phillies at the G-Men. The Rams are in Seattle. The game of the day, though, is New England, Pittsburgh at Heinz Field. And then Sunday night, Dallas, Oakland, Monday night, Atlanta, Tampa. Be on PharrellOnTheBench.com for all the money lines and spreads. All of my bowl game picks are up, money lines and spreads. The bowl games all start on Saturday. There's a bevy of games, actually, on Saturday. So you got college football to think about, lots of games over the next month. Saturday in college basketball, Notre Dame and Indiana. You get all my college basketball picks every single game, every single day that matters. NBA, you got Lakers, Cavs tomorrow night. Saturday, Oak City and the Knicks at the Garden. Thursday, NHL Penguins at Vegas. Murray against Fleury, the former Penguin. And then Friday, L.A. and the Rangers at the Garden. Get every pick, every sport, every day, every game. Boxing, MMA as well. Daily fantasy rosters. It's all at PharrellOnTheBench.com. You'll love it. Sign up today. By the way, it's dirt cheap and the return is sickening. Anyway, so I got to ask you some questions, Carver High. Carver High and Coach Zim in here doing it from the five hole in New York City where it's going to start just pounding snow any minute. I'm going to get just ripped with snow tonight. I'm just not looking forward to that when I walk out of here at all. Hate this place. I really do. I think the cold weather and snow and I suck. That's why. What am I wearing right now, Carver High?
Shorts and a t-shirt.
And what is my t-shirt?
You got the feet. You're representing the Finos tonight.
The
Miami.
Fins, just like a little.
Just the fins. I don't need that.
I know you don't
want to
see that, but I
mean, I got them on the docket this Sunday. I mean, you're supporting the Fins this week.
I wasn't actually, to be honest with you, as you know, I'm a Steeler fan. I'm wearing this based on weather.
You're wishing for Miami.
I wish I was in Miami. That's why I'm wearing this. Now, you may interpret it as though I'm fronting you.
No, I don't think
I never are. Once thought of you when I put this shirt on tonight.
I hope not.
I thought of nice weather. That's it. Like, I could care less about the Dolphins, JJ, and all the rest of you. I don't care about them. I go to their games, but it doesn't mean I like them. I like the weather down there and nudity and bikinis. Hot women. Honestly, there's so many there. Can I just bring this up with you? Derek Carr, what happened to that guy? Why does he, like, remember he was going to be the MVP? And then now, like, he has really sucked this year. Let's get down to the gist of it. He's terrible this year. That's all there is to it. Like, why does he stink? Can you explain it?
Well, if you remember, he got hurt early in the year and he missed a couple games there. I don't think he's ever recovered from that. It was back, I believe. Is that what he got hurt with?
Early in the season, it was a back fracture. Remember a slight back fracture? So that was it. That was in week five, and then it sidelined him for the week five game against the Ravens. So that injury, you think, cost him his season?
I think that that's still bothering him.
So the whole season, his back's been killing him?
Yes.
Are you surprised? Well, I guess if he doesn't go, then they don't go, right? If he doesn't do well, they don't do well.
No, I mean the team as a whole hasn't been as good this year. The defense hasn't been great. Cooper has had a really tough year. He's missed games.
What about
he
your boy Marshawn
good.
Lynch? Do you think he's been good? I think he's been good lately.
I don't think he's brought much to the table for them.
That's just all a freak show.
I don't think he's made the impact that they expected him to make.
What do you think, Coach Zim?
Well, I think Marshawn Lynch was a waste. I mean, did they really think he had a lot left in him? I mean, running back's average career now is, what, 3 to 4 years?
I think they did that for his popularity for fans. He's so popular in Oakland. I actually think they fell for that.
And they had to do something after the Vegas thing.
Right.
They had to do something to make the Oakland fans happy.
So they did that. And he's had a couple of decent games, I'll be honest with you, lately, where he scored touchdowns and everything.
He had a big 50-yard run against the Giants a couple of weeks ago.
And then last week he had another touchdown run, I think.
Yeah, but they got their ass kicked.
Yeah, against Kansas City. So do you think Mitchell Trubisky is actually playing well? And like what he did in Cincinnati, and now they're playing in Detroit on Saturday.
I actually, if you remember, I killed the Bears when they took him. Back in at the draft, and honestly, I kind of like what I've seen from him this year. I think that they have a player. I think that he can, and he's had really nothing around him this year in terms of wide receivers. He's had zero. Got Howard and Cohen back there in the backfield, but I think that he can actually play. He scrambles around. He throws the ball good. I like him, actually.
Coach Zim, what do you think of him?
I feel like the Bears gave up a little too much to you know, trade up and get him, but from what I've seen, he has looked good. They haven't asked a lot from him. They haven't asked him to, you know, win games. They've been relying on the run. So, I mean, so far, so good.
So, do you think, is there anyone more miserable than DeAndre Hopkins? What's happened to that? Like, you know, because he lost Watson, and then now he just has to play with these guys like what's happened down in Houston? Do you think he's
I mean, Savage was
he
his
still
guy.
Scores
Remember
touchdowns.
Before the season? Tom yeah. Savage is my guy.
Right.
And he still is having a really good year.
7 games with Watson. He had 7 touchdowns and exceeded 600 receiving yards. Sonny proved again why he's one of the best and most underrated in the league. With Savage and Yates throwing the ball, he racked up 11 receptions for 149 yards and scored twice, but they lost. What does it matter if you have all those stats and you lose? Do you know what that is? That's a fantasy day.
That's what that is, but he wasn't having any of those either the last couple of years, so he's at least having fantasy days when they lose now.
Do you think that the Atlanta Falcons are going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm a little biased because, as you know, I've got my big over-under bet for the year on them. I'm hoping they lose 2 of their last 3 games somehow, some way. I think that it's possible that they can. I hope they do not make the playoffs. No.
Do you believe that the Cowboys are getting hot at the last second here and making a run?
I think it's just a little too late for them. They got too many teams in front of them right now.
Chris Paul with 31, 7 boards and 11 dimes tonight in a Rockets win over the Hornets as they, I think, won their 11th straight. The Rockets continue to impress. Do you think that they're the best team besides the Warriors in basketball? Because I do. I actually think the Rockets are badass. I don't think there's any team in the West, frankly, better than them. Do you? I mean, honestly, they're killing
it. They're definitely the second best team in the West. I think they're better than San Antonio.
First of all, they have the best record now in the West, better than the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that stuff.
So that means nothing to you?
It means zero to me.
Nothing.
You really think they're going to beat the Warriors in a big spot?
Well, I mean, I hope to God that they do. How's that
sound? Oh, I hope to God that they do also. I'll be rooting for them.
I'm rooting for the Rockets all the way. But you know what happens.
But you know they're not going to.
You know what happens. Harden is the unstoppable all year. And then I buy his $200 basketball shoes, and then when it's crunch time, he doesn't show up, right? Isn't that the moral of the story? In Game 6, in Game 7, you can count on him failing. Isn't that what happens?
Chris Paul doesn't exactly have the big resume of great playoff wins either. So
I actually love both of them. I love Harden's game. I won't deny I love watching Harden play basketball. He's a stud. But you can't deny that he folds up shop in those Game 6 and 7s.
No chance they beat
the Warriors. Is that about right?
No chance they beat the Warriors. Zero.
All right.
In a playoff series, zero.
So now, going back to the NFL, the Niners, what they've done since your boy Jimmy G took over, what do you think of that? What do you think of the job he's doing?
He's kind of making you see why everybody talks so highly about him for the last couple of years.
Can you imagine the deal he's going to get from them?
He's going to get big money from the Niners. What is he? He's 2-0 since he started from. I get it. Bears and Texans, he's beaten. Not exactly the Steelers and the Patriots he's played. So
I don't
far.
Care.
But
it's the NFL.
It's pain day, like you always say. You go out there, you got to play. And,
right, you have no idea what's going to happen in any game ever.
I hope he's got another one in him this week because I'd love to see the Titans go down. So go Jimmy G. I'm a big Jimmy G fan this week.
The game's in San Francisco, isn't it?
Great. Let him win it. Win the game.
Just go out and win it.
I love him. He's not wearing those Patriot colors anymore. I love him now.
So you have no doubt in your mind that he'll sign with the Niners and stay
no
there?
No doubt whatsoever.
That they got him right where they want him?
No question.
There you go.
Locked and loaded.
So, Coach Zim, who do you think is going to win the Patriots-Steeler game on Sunday at Heinz Field?
I think it's Patriots. I mean, Steelers just, they play.
They'll be coming up in his Humpty Dumpty with all of that.
They play. Steelers play down to their competition.
So they won't play up?
Have they played up yet this season?
No, so you think they're doomed at home?
Yeah.
Wow, a lot of confidence you bring to the table. What do you think?
I will be rooting for the Steelers.
You'll be rooting for the Steelers because you hate the Patriots.
But the Patriots are going to win.
You'll be rooting for the Steelers, but the Patriots are going to win.
Right.
I hate you both forever.
But I'll be rooting for the Steelers.
I'll be rooting for the Steelers, too. I cannot wait for Sunday to watch football and do nothing. I really...
When are you going
to
give a little Facebook Live for the Steeler-Patriot game this Sunday? How about that?
Maybe Sunday's the day.
That's a big enough game where I feel like you need to bust that back out.
Maybe Sunday's the day. A little Facebook Live on Sunday from the Forella Palatial. Shake out. You'll get a little side action with 34Z. Shake out.
I'll be down in my new cave on Sunday for Bills Dolphins.
Don't you think that I should have another divisional semi bash before we go to Vegas?
That would be great.
Kegger!
Let's do
Peterman!
That.
Peterman!
That'll be Steelers Patriots again, of course.
And then what do we do? Road trip! Can you imagine people listening to this across North America wondering what the hell's going on the radio?
You yelling road trip?
I'm telling you. When you and I go on a road trip, there's nothing quite like it. Is there?
Just
do you remember when
Instagram.
We were, like, in the airport at, like, 4 in the morning and I was getting mugged by people?
Yeah.
Like, I knew a lot of people in the airport, right?
Right. You had a lot of people from Jersey who were going.
A lot of fans, a lot of friends, some basketball relationships. There was a lot of action at the airport at 5 in the morning. Carver High was ordering up bagels and waffles and omelets and cups of Joe. We had it all going. I just wanted to remind everybody that Carver High has been doing his calisthenics for the trip to Vegas already. He's working on his game face. We're going to go out there and tear it up. January 29th, the week of January 29th, at the D Casino. Now, remember.
It's got to figure out when we're leaving.
I just want you to know that I'm only here tonight, Thursday and Friday. That's it for the year. Boom. There'll be a show every night, Pharrell and a Bench style. There'll be someone in here doing a live show for us for the next 2 weeks, starting next Monday. So for the next 2 weeks, to round out the year, we will be back on January 1st for Alabama-Clemson. The next two nights are our last two shows of this year.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.